The list of Ukrainian names we're becoming familiar with is growing. Add to it now Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman. Parnas and Fruman are Soviet-born U.S. citizens and associates of President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani. But instead of getting on that flight Wednesday, the men were taken to a Virginia courtroom and charged with conspiring to violate a ban on foreign political donations. President Trump was photographed with the two men at the White House last year.
Somebody said there may be a picture or something where at a fundraiser or somewhere. But I have pictures with everybody.
Have you talked to them?
I don't know if there's anybody I don't have pictures with. I don't know them. I don't know about them. I don't know what they do. But I don't know. Maybe they were clients of Rudy. You'd have to ask Rudy.
There's still a lot we don't know about Giuliani's ties to Ukraine. Ukrainian journalist Sergei Lyshenko can help us. Foreign Policy magazine called Lyshenko the Ukrainian who sunk Paul Manafort. As you'll recall, Manafort is Trump's former campaign manager, now serving time. Sergei, this is somewhat complex. We know that Rudy Giuliani was hunting for dirt on Joe Biden and his son Hunter in Ukraine. What do you make of this news of the arrest of these two alleged Giuliani associates? Does it surprise you?
Not, because these people, they were circulating here around in Kyiv. They were working as mediators to establish the contact between Mr. Giuliani and Mr. Zelensky. And their name is quite well known now here in Ukraine, and their background is not really clear.
But the news does not surprise you.
It's not surprised me, because the whole story, it smells like an attempt to provide additional favors for one of the candidates on American elections.
When did you first hear about Rudy Giuliani's involvement in Ukraine?
It was about April, May this year, when Mr. Giuliani announced his trip to Kyiv to meet with President-elect Volodymyr Zelensky. At the same time, Mr. Fruman and Mr. Parnas, they met with some of his advisors with the idea, let's have a meeting between Zelensky and Giuliani.
Well, in May of 2019, that would be Rudy Giuliani's decision not to go to Ukraine. There's a moment on Fox News where Giuliani raises your name as part of this whole story.
I'm not going to go because I think I'm walking into a group of people that are enemies of the president, in some cases enemies of the United States, and in one case, an already convicted person who has been found to be involved in assisting the Democrats with the 2016 election.
Okay, so
a gentleman, I'll give you his name.
Your decision
a gentleman
not
by
to
the
go.
Name of,
your decision not to go.
Let me finish. A gentleman by the name of Lyshenko.
Yes.
Who supplied a black book that was found to be fraudulent.
Giuliani claimed there that black ledger is fraudulent.
No, this ledger is not a fraud. It's a real document, and the Ukrainian law enforcement institutions, they made official expertise of the signatures in this book, and these signatures were found real, not a fake one.
So this was the ledger of former President Viktor Yanukovych. It was kind of his way of keeping track of a lot of illegal stuff, and in it were the payments to Paul Manafort.
Yes, correct.
We should point out, Sergei, that you weren't just a minister of parliament. You're also an investigative reporter. What made you expose these documents?
I was really angry at Mr. Manafort since he was working for our ousted President Yanukovych. Mr. Manafort made Yanukovych president of Ukraine, and Mr. Yanukovych started to steal money of Ukrainian taxpayers and put Ukraine in this nightmare of the war with Russia. Mr. Manafort made a bad service for Ukraine, and I believe he was properly convicted by American judicial system.
So in Ukraine, are you able to be an investigative reporter and dig for dirt on politicians and be a member of parliament at the same time?
In Ukraine, it's legal. You can combine this activity by law.
Even the perception, though, that you are a politician or were and an investigative reporter, do you think that gave Giuliani license to say you're working for the Democrats? Because that's what he said. Are you? And were you ever?
It's not true. I was never instructed or ordered by Democrats to produce this evidence about Manafort.
What do you think is a liability for people in U.S. political circles, including Paul Manafort, Rudolph Giuliani, the Bidens, when they get involved with Ukrainian oligarchs and politicians?
In Ukraine, Ukrainian oligarchs, they would like to establish relations with American establishment, American politicians, American think tanks, and they go to people like Manafort or Giuliani to find such contacts for the very good payment.
Sergei Lyshenko, a Ukrainian journalist in Kyiv. He's a former member of parliament there, where he exposed documents that incriminated former campaign manager Paul Manafort in 2016. Sergei Lyshenko, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for inviting, and let's stay in touch.
I would love that. Thank you very much. How is Paul Manafort connected to presidential treason in Ukraine? We have that story at theworld.org.